This is an RNIB talking book.
Sunset at Blandings by P.G. Woodhouse, with notes and appendices by Richard Usborne.
8540. Sunset at Blandings by P.G. Woodhouse, read by Patrick Romer, Di Langford. The author's last chronicle of Blandings, unfinished at the time of his death, including his notes on the final stages of the plot.
By kind permission of the trustees of the Woodhouse estate. The recording of this book was made possible by the generosity of the staff and customers of Asda, Stockport. This book, first published in 1977 by Chatto and Windus, is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without a fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance, or copying is permitted. This book has 16 chapters, followed by Work in Progress, The Castle and Its Surroundings, and The Train Timetables.
Sunset at Blandings by P.G. Woodhouse. Chapter 1. Sir James Piper, England's Chancellor of the Exchequer, sat in his London study staring before him with what are usually called unseeing eyes, and snorting every now and then like somebody bursting a series of small paper bags. Sherlock Holmes, had he seen him, would have deduced instantly that he was not in a good temper. "Elementary, my dear Watson," he would have said. "Those snorts tell the story." And Claude Duff, Sir James's junior secretary, who had been intending to ask him if he could have the day off to go and see his aunt at Eastbourne, heard these snorts and changed his mind. He was a nerd.